Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. In today's show, we're going to take a look at the energies of Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron in 2020. I'm going to discuss more about what each of these planets is offering you to understand about yourself. We're going to look at what the main energies are of each of these three planets. Yes, I know Chiron is an asteroid, but for the sake of conversation, I will reference it as a planet just to make things easier. But it is an asteroid. It is in the asteroid belt. And Chiron, in fact, is associated with the soul's wound. So we're going to be talking about that. Saturn is associated with the soul's mission work in this lifetime. And Jupiter is associated with the soul's abundance. So we're going to cover those three topics: soul abundance, soul mission, and soul wound, and how these energies are moving through us in 2020. Now, this is good to help you connect with what's in your chart, as well as what's in the collective. Each of these energies is slower moving, and so they work with all of us, and they're something that we are meant to learn from. We're meant to understand, and we can raise our consciousness when we tap into the gifts and meaning of each of these planets. So this is actually part one, this episode, and next week in part two, I'll be discussing Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and going deeper into those energies for you as well. If you're new to this podcast, welcome and thank you for being here. It's always my intention that you receive some type of valuable information in every episode. I hope that there's something here that connects with you and that supports you and resonates with your life at this time. I have been doing this podcast since 2012, and it is a joy to connect with so many who are interested in astrology now. I have been a student and a professional astrologer for decades now. It's something that I love. And what I have found is that astrology is something that we learn. We can learn it quickly, but we practice it slowly, meaning you understand what is happening in your life through the various themes and cycles. You can understand intellectually what astrology is about, but it takes time for things to show up or to make the connections. So it certainly is more of a marathon than a sprint, and it's understanding where your power and choices are within these energies. Astrology is not a belief system. It does not require us to agree or disagree, to say yes or no. It is simply what is. It is energies in motion, and we live on one planet surrounded by many other planets, and we are all interacting energetically. And astrology helps us identify those energies, identify what is coming up, what the themes are, what the potentials are, what the opportunities are. Astrology is a really fascinating study of a system of energies and how they all interact and overlap together. Now, at the time of your birth, you came in at a certain date, time, and location, and this composes your natal astrology chart. It's like a snapshot in time of your energy, and then the planets keep moving, and we call these the transiting planets. If you are new to astrology, there are two layers of energies to understand. Your natal chart is who you are in this lifetime. That alone is its own study. That's how you get to know yourself, know your energy, what you're here to do, what you came in with to work with at a soul level, and how you have areas of growth and opportunity and healing. In this podcast, we talk about the transiting planets, which is where the planets are at this time, and how those planets are then interacting with your natal chart. So we essentially have two energies interacting, your natal chart and the transiting planets. And within that, there are hundreds, thousands of combinations of energies. And this is where it gets really dynamic, really fascinating, and much more personal, because then you start to see how the current energies are working with you personally. Now, if this is all new to you, I do have a class that I just released about learning transiting planets. I teach you what each planet is about, the meaning of Mars, the meaning of Jupiter, the meaning of Uranus as it transits around your chart. So if you want to learn more about the energies that you're experiencing at this time, check out the details below this podcast about learning astrology transits in your chart. Because as we move into 2020, we are really stepping into very dynamic energies. And this is where you're going to want to know what is happening for you, what big life changes are underway, and how you as a soul committed and wanted these energies to show up. How you said, yes, please, sign me up. I want to do this work in this lifetime. So let's start then with Jupiter. And throughout 2020, Jupiter moves through Capricorn, which is actually an energy of discomfort for Jupiter. Jupiter has been at home in Sagittarius throughout 2019. It is its sign of its rulership, where it can learn and seek and be free, very independent, has a restlessness, has the ability to understand something at a higher level. Jupiter is where we're here to grow. And throughout 2020, we're going to be growing through understanding new power in the world, what it means to be in your integrity, what it means to like what you do in the world. And I feel like this strong Jupiter and Capricorn energy is even reprogramming your concept of work. What does it mean to work? And do you bring joy into what you do every day? Do you enjoy what you do for a living, where you are here to offer your expertise, your knowledge, your wisdom? This is what Jupiter in Capricorn is asking you to look at. Jupiter is made to expand things, to bring in abundance and opportunities, to make something flow, to make it easier. Jupiter, also being the planet of learning and knowledge, highlights training, what you're ready to understand next about your profession or your career. So for example, it's a great time to do business development, training courses, anything that helps you excel or master an energy or field in your professional life. So this Jupiter in Capricorn is opening you up to what's possible now and what maybe you haven't considered about your career in a long time. And I'm saying career because of how Capricorn is about the energy we put out into the world. There is a lot of Capricorn in the astrology at this time. And so we are really looking at what we do in the world personally, while the energy of the world is being renovated and restructured in a very permanent way. And this is about the energy of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn and how big systems are changing permanently, how things are ending, how what we thought was solid or concrete is actually changing because it has served its purpose and humanity is moving forward. There's a very big cycle unfolding at this time. Now, I'll talk more about this when I do part two of this topic and go into the Pluto in Capricorn. But it's important to know that Jupiter in Capricorn is asking you personally to develop a healthy relationship with how you share your work in the world. And as you do this, you can step into abundance. You can step into a sense of feeling powerful, feeling a joy in your daily activities, feeling recognized. This is an energy of promotions. This is an energy of advancement. It's also the energy of where you're ready to step up or level up into that next part of your life. So we have some big restructuring taking place here. Now, Jupiter is actually not the strongest energy in the astrological energies. It's just the amplifier. It just brings in the sense of, I can do this, believing in yourself, the willingness to take responsibility, the willingness to keep going forward. So Jupiter is very much a cheerleader at times. It's that sense of remaining positive, even during life's restructuring. And it's reminding you to always have faith in yourself, no matter what is unfolding in the real world. Jupiter will travel direct to 27 degrees of Capricorn until May 14th, 2020. And then it will station retrograde at 27 degrees of Capricorn, which is actually significant because that is where the U.S. has their natal Pluto at 27 degrees of Capricorn. Every country has an astrology chart, and that chart is from the country's place of the time of inception based on the date. And there's different charts for one country. There's a few charts out there for the United States, and there's different charts for cities, by the way, and for different locations. Basically, any birthing event, anytime something new emerges, can have an astrology chart. And so when a city is formed, when a country is formed, that type of thing, there is an astrology chart that's created. So this Jupiter is going to station retrograde, conjunct the United States' charts, Pluto in Capricorn at 27 degrees. So very big energies throughout 2020. In your own chart, you can follow where this Jupiter in Capricorn is moving through, and then it will station retrograde and go back to 17 degrees of Capricorn in September 2020. So this gives you an understanding of where Jupiter is coming in to support you, to say, hey, try this, go for this, keep going. Remember that it is a mountain to climb at times, but you can have support, you can have resources, and help show up with wherever this transiting Jupiter is moving through your natal chart. Now, the next planet I want to talk about is Saturn. And in your natal chart, Saturn is associated with your soul's mission, your soul's work in this lifetime, where you're here to put in time, energy, and effort to get tangible results, to make something happen. Saturn is about what we do in the real world, and it requires time. It requires experience. It requires learning to master something. And so this Saturn energy is where we have to be very diligent and have perseverance. It's where we continue to develop something and grow it. This energy is also showing you where you committed to do some real work. So this transiting Saturn in Capricorn is actually making some significant energies throughout 2020 because it's now in the last decan of Capricorn, between 20 to 29 degrees. And this is a place of completion. It is a mountain peak. It is looking at what you have earned, what you have developed, and what you have built. The Saturn in Capricorn in these last 10 degrees is very serious and very much aware of how far it has traveled, how far it has come. It's had to make some big decisions. So in your chart, this transiting Saturn in Capricorn has required you to be very discerning and where you need to say no, where you need to cut back, where you have perhaps experienced some restraint or constraints around energy in your life. It is a decision maker. It is the manager. It is the CEO of your life. And so this transiting Capricorn energy that's showing up through Saturn, transiting Saturn, is saying you've got to get serious here about your commitments. Where do your commitments lie right now? You can't do everything. You only have so much time. And there's only some things that are really going to pay off in the long run. And so this energy of Saturn in Capricorn is looking at how far you've come, what you've accomplished, what you have developed. And in the last section of Capricorn, it's also saying, what are you going to take forward? And I feel that this is a reconnection with the soul mission work that you really want to participate in, that you really want to commit to. And it could be that you've had to make some significant career changes. There could be a part of your life that is over professionally. There could be something that you've just completed. You don't have interest for it. You don't have energy for it. This is an endings energy where there's a part of you that says, I don't even want to continue down this path. Been there, done that. I've gotten what I can from it. I'm now assessing the future. And so at these last 10 degrees of Capricorn, Saturn is in full assessment mode of what is overdone, where you've graduated, and then what you're going to take forward. And this is very important because in March of 2020, Saturn enters Aquarius, where it will stay until July 2020. Saturn goes to nearly 2 degrees of Aquarius and then retrogrades back into Capricorn during the second half of 2020. Saturn goes back to 25 degrees of Capricorn. So it's going back and forth over the last 5 degrees of Capricorn, intensely letting go, saying, no, no, I don't want that. I'm done. I graduated. I mastered. I learned. I understood what this was about in my life. And it's helping you formulate new commitments that you take forward. Now, Saturn entering Aquarius is a good energy because Saturn is a co-ruler of Aquarius. Before Uranus was discovered, Saturn was strongly associated with the energy of Aquarius. So it does well in helping to establish complex systems. And Aquarius is where we look at what is happening in our world and where we're going forward. What's the future? What are we headed towards? Aquarius is associated with technology and where we're going, say, with the technology on the planet, as well as where we are honoring our individual selves, because Aquarius is about individuation and how when you are clear in who you are and understand your gifts, that's what you then take out into the world. That's what you offer a community or the group, is your own unique take, your own unique sparkle. So Saturn goes into Aquarius and says, what are you going to do now going forward? What is your next future chapter? And so it takes us into this energy from March to July that opens us up to fresh possibilities, new ways of thinking, quantum solutions, things about yourself that you're ready to take seriously, that you're ready to own and step into, that resonate with you at a very deep level. And Saturn is helping us get clear on our soul gifts and how they pertain to our soul work and our soul mission. So I feel like a lot of this energy in 2020 around Saturn is helping you let go of what is complete at a soul level. This includes these soul contracts, and it also means letting go of the soul groups that were connected with old areas of life so that you have space and room for new friendships, new tribe members, so to speak, people who resonate, people who are right for you. As Saturn goes into Aquarius, it's going to have you get very clear about the people you connect with. And that is something that will line up beneficially if you understand who you are. You'll know where to direct your time, energy, and attention, and where not to. I feel like this is part of the ascension into more 5D energies, where more and more people reside in the fifth dimensional energies of strength in who they are, strengthen their individuality, a sense of calm, a sense of contentment that this is who I am. This is what I want to be in the world. This is how I'm here to offer my gifts to humanity at this time. And there's also new work to do. As Saturn is in Aquarius, we have an understanding of the vision or the path ahead and who supports us, who does not. But I feel this as a very bright energy, very cleansing. It's the energy of fresh air. Aquarius is an air sign. Fresh horizons ahead. It breaks up the intensity of all this Capricorn energies that we are working with still for 2020 and beyond as Pluto continues to move through Capricorn. But when Saturn goes into Aquarius, there's a sense of new possibilities. And then when 2020 comes to a close, we have this powerful conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn at 0 and 1 degrees of Aquarius. And this happens the last 10 days or so of December 2020. And this is where something comes together, the fresh vision, also the collective energy field. I feel it has, it's a higher vibration for many by the end of 2020. It's almost like there's a clear divide in where the 3D reality is and where the 5D reality is at the end of 2020. And those who are ready to go forward to create a new future, to step into the Aquarian age themes, it's like there's this sense of purpose of we have to do this. It's up to us to build the world. It's up to us to determine where humanity goes. It's a very fresh energy. As I'm doing this show, it's December 2019. And so a year from now, this energy is going to be very strong with Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius together, conjunct. And I have to tell you that because there's so many different timelines and possibilities for how things can unfold, it's hard to get clarity on any specifics. But there is a rising up that the people are feeling a new responsibility for what happens next. Because of how the power structures have come down, secrets have been revealed, truths have come out, there have been consequences, karma, punishment for those in power and how they have betrayed or lied or harmed humanity. I feel this surge rising within the collective that we're taking back our power. We're taking back what we know is true and right. And we are looking at some very big questions to figure out and answer. There are some tough solutions. It's requiring us to quantum leap in what we believe we can do. It's stepping out of linear time. Stepping away from linear time and stepping more into an energy of timelessness, quantum potentials. So that's what I'm feeling intuitively and sensing about December 2020. And we're going to get some understandings of these energies. It's like they come in waves throughout 2020. I feel like those who are awake, those who understand this is the Great Awakening, those who understand what's really been happening between the dark and the light are going to be ready to get to work because you've been waiting on certain things to play out. And it's almost like it's been this really long game that's had to play out. And then there's this quickening and things move. And there's the fact that we've got to keep going forward even as things come apart and fall down and go boom. The forward-thinking innovators really need to step up and step out with how we're going to compose a new society as a lot falls away, as political systems are restructured, as power structures fall apart. There's a big renovation unfolding throughout 2020, but I feel an upliftment in December 2020 with this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius and really having an understanding of what we can put together for the future. So we will certainly see how that comes together and plays out. Now, the final energy I want to cover is the asteroid Chiron. And Chiron is the soul's wound. It's the wound that we came in with to heal. And that's where the natal Chiron energy shows up in your chart. You identify where natal Chiron is, and it's like that piece of the soul's healing that you agreed to take on and to work with in this lifetime to transmute the energies, to move it forward from a place of vulnerability to a place of healing. Chiron is the wounded healer. And in mythology, Chiron was a wonderful medicinal healer, knew how to work with the herbs, knew how to work with the earth and essential oils, knew how to concoct something healing because of all the time required learning about the wound. So the Chiron energy is where you also have deep healing potential at a soul level. Now, the Chiron energy is something we work with throughout our life, and we work with it through various transits to the natal Chiron. Now, I'm going to talk about transiting Chiron in Aries throughout 2020. Transiting Chiron in Aries is moving through a place in your natal chart. And what it's highlighting is that Aries energy of self. I exist. Here I am. Who am I? Aries is subjective. It's concerned about the self identity. It can be all consumed within oneself. It can be that sense of, I need to figure out who I am. And with Chiron here, we are birthing new parts of ourselves in Aries. We're understanding more of our gifts, more of our self-identity, more parts of our energy field that perhaps we haven't had access to in this lifetime. So Chiron moves through Aries and opens up where you're ready to claim more of your self-identity now. Chiron starts 2020 at 1 degree of Aries and travels to 9 degrees of Aries until July 2020. So throughout 2020, Chiron's going to do this dance within the first decan of Aries, which is literally your sense of self that is wanting to come forward. It's a discovery process. It's a sense of, this is who I am now after all my big life changes. This is what I'm ready to heal within my sense of personal existence. And it's getting to the energy of the root chakra. And the root chakra can hold fear. It can hold that fight or flight fear. It can hold a sense of too much ego. Aries can be too much. It can be too masculine, too self-involved. It can be narcissistic. And so we're healing the parts of ourselves that haven't received love or validation. We are healing where perhaps we've had to be too much in our masculine, in order to be seen. I feel it as a restructuring of false ego energies or shadow masculine energies. I should say and false ego and or shadow masculine energies. And that doesn't relate to your gender or sex. It relates to our energy fields, how we've had to be ourselves that's turned unhealthy. It's like that sense of self that doesn't want to overexert itself anymore. This Chiron energy is reprogramming your ability to just be, where you don't have to constantly prove yourself. You don't have to fight for yourself. You don't have to fight anyone in the ways that you used to. And you could look back on your life and look at where the Aries energy has shown up for you. And did you have to fight to be heard? Did you have to go to war over something? Did you have to assert yourself in a way that damaged relationships? Was there too much anger that was repressed or suppressed? Where did you need to heal yourself, love yourself, and accept yourself that you weren't able to see previously? Because I see it as something in our consciousness that's just opening up in 2020. And I feel it as a very deep cleansing, healing energy around that root chakra and also around the masculine energies that were excessive or the ego energies that were excessive. What we're doing is looking at how we can be strong in the sense of self. And that's enough. It's getting to the heart of true confidence. The confidence to just be, the confidence to trust yourself, to be an individual, to live life on your terms, to know who you are, to know your needs, and to allow that to be enough. But what Chiron does first is it highlights a vulnerability or a wound. It highlights a sore spot. So look at where transiting Chiron is moving through your natal chart, these first 9 degrees of Aries. And if you have any planets or points there, you're going to want to see how this Chiron energy is helping you heal these parts of yourself to reduce any inflammation. And that inflammation can be physical or energetic. It can be emotional or spiritual. It is an understanding that you have within you the ability to apply the healing ointment, is what I'm seeing. There's a sense of personal responsibility and doing it your own way. Aries likes to be independent. It doesn't want to work with others. So this is something that you do on your own. This Chiron in Aries is where you do it on your terms, in your own way. And it's meant to honor who you are and what you're about now. I'm also feeling that it's important to get very strong in this part of your chart, to get very clear, very strong, very healthy, because this is where the beginnings occur. It's the first 9 degrees of the whole zodiac. It's the first breaths of life. It's the initiation of a whole new energy. So you want to get really clear in this part of your chart, really strong. And it could be that you do healing work around that root chakra, around the self-identity, around anything you've given away to others that you now claim back. And it also gives you a strong zest for life. A strong sense of this is what I want. This is what I need to do because this is who I am. So there's a reconnection in this part of your chart with a new sense of self that perhaps you didn't see or acknowledge before. And you're being given the opportunity to build confidence as well in this part of your natal chart, wherever transiting Chiron in Aries is moving through. So that is a quick look at Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron. You know, the one thing that all three of these planets and astrology signs have in common is doing something your way, being an individual, trusting your own leadership. These are actually not relationship signs. Aries is the sense of self. And then Capricorn and Aquarius are what you do in the world. So you're really tapping into who you are and your soul work, soul mission, what's calling to you, and then how the new opportunities and new people show up. But it's not about relationships. And I say that to help contain the energy, to be very clear about your energy, to be very clear about what is right for you and your energetic design. If you haven't done so, I strongly recommend checking out Human Design. And I did a show on the Human Design System. I will link to that below this podcast. But the Human Design System shows you more of the mechanics of your energy. And it's a different system than astrology. They are fascinating to look at individually and to look at how the overlaps happen. But Human Design has some very clear indicators of your energy. And as we go through 2020, I'm going to have some more ways for you to tap into how you're here to share your work in the world. I'm going to be offering more business development classes to help healers, energy workers, light workers, starseeds. All of this is designed for you to amplify your energy in the world. So please check out mollymccord.online for the latest offerings, because this is going to be really important to help set you up for where you're going in 2020 and beyond. So I'm going to call it an episode for now. I think that we covered a lot here in today's show. I hope that this has given you some good things to think about and to notice in your natal astrology chart. These transiting planets are very significant at this time. And I'm going to be back next week with another podcast for you that's going to talk about Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto and how these energies are working with our collective advancements. So please join me for that show. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. Be sure and check out the offerings below this podcast if I can help you with any of your self-understanding. And I look forward to connecting with you soon in another episode. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you back here soon.